verses 7 and 8 will be our text to start from, and how beautiful the Lord's touch is today. Praise the Lord. Thank God for what God is doing, what God has done. The jail services this week, we had four services back to back, and starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, nearly to 5 o'clock Thursday, we had four services. God is touching, God is ministering. We're excited about that because there are souls there that needs God, and we're thankful that we're reaching. We've had Bible studies this week. Amen. People that are teaching home Bible studies, teaching Bible studies to people, reaching and loving people, helping people. We had outreach again, and God has blessed us, and we're so thankful for that. James, the fourth chapter, verses 7 through 8. While you're turning there, and some of you already there, next Sunday night, speaking of Bible studies, Brother James Moore is going to be with us on Sunday night. And Brother Moore is going to be talking to us about hunting, fishing, and farming.
In other words, he's going to be talking to us about Bible studies. Share with us tips about teaching studies for the Colton and the Knights. There's a class study. The booster shop. This is more than a booster shop. This is going to be our booster. Help us. James, the fourth chapter, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. I'm thankful for the word of the Lord today. How about you?
Amen.
Praise God. It matter changed. I want to talk to us today about pursuing God. About your pursuit. And you want to go to Matthew 7 and 7. Go to Matthew 7 and 7 since you're standing.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Matthew 7, 7. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be what? But it takes us asking, seeking, and knocking. A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. For us to find the door to be open. I want what God has for me. How about you? I want to be one that pursues God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my being. I want you to put your Bibles down, and I want you to lift both of your hands, and I want you to ask God to help you even to get what he has for you today. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for the power of your spirit today, God. We come in faith, believing, and trusting you. God, I pray for the glory of the Holy Ghost today in my life. Teach me and show me, Lord, what you have. And give me what is mine today in your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Pursue. I have seen times that there have been somebody that was pursuing something in their life. Whether it was an education, or they were pursuing something that they really crave. They needed it so bad, they begin to pursue it. I deal with people that pursue all kinds of things every day in the jail. They pursue drugs. They pursue things. And I've looked at the faces of young ladies there that are 23, 24 years old. And I asked the question, if you were set free right now, what would you go and do? And the girl looks at me and she said, I can't lie. She said, the first thing I'm going to do is go get me some more meth. I'm going crazy for it right now. I said, what about your babies? I looked at her and I called her name. She said, well, my mama has my babies. I know they're in good care. She said, but oh, she said, I crave meth so bad. I said, do you crave the substance or you crave what the substance does for you? She said, you know, the substance, the minute it gets in me, begins to calm things down, my mind and my thinking. And she begins to talk about that, how she said, I don't care, whatever I have to do for it. I said, anything? You'll do whatever you can to get it. And I started naming some things. And I looked at her and I said, you mean you would lower yourself to do that? And she said, it don't matter, because she said, I crave it, I desire it. It's crazy when somebody begins to pursue the wrong thing. The devil's pleasure and the pleasures of sin. Amen. Oh, they have pleasures, but they also have consequences in it. I thank for today that the consequences of pursuing God, there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you begin to pursue God, something comes alive inside of you. Every measure that you get of God, you find that there's a cleansing, there's a beauty, and there's a precious fulfillment that God has. The problem with pursuing the things of the flesh is the things of the flesh doesn't fulfill you. They may fill your moment. They may fill some cravings for just a momentary meaning or momentary time. But oh, are you thankful today that God begins to fulfill your soul? There's something about the cleansing tide of the Holy Ghost. God washes you. God cleanses you. But God also fulfills my soul. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for what the God of heaven is doing? The scripture that we read today says, submit yourselves therefore to God. You can't come to God and know the things of God completely without submitting yourself to God. You can't find the fullness of God until you say, I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of my life. And when you finally surrender and submit yourselves to God, you can pursue fame, you can pursue money, you can pursue all the different things of life. But until you submit yourself to God, you'll never find the fullness of God. James said, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil. Somebody say resist. Amen. I find that there's a lot of people who want to rebuke the devil. I've been around people who say, I rebuke you this. I rebuke the devil and tell the devil, I rebuke you. But the Bible speaks more of resisting the devil. In fact, the scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you can't leave sin alone, you need to pray, Lord, I'm going to submit myself to you. And I want to have some spiritual resistance. I want to have some no inside of me. I want to have something that resists the appeals and the temptation and the pull that the enemy has on my soul. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Then the scripture says, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. There's something about drawing nigh to God, tapping into the vein of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just don't want to come to church. I just don't want to sing good songs. Amen. And just be inspired. Amen. I didn't come to get inspired today, but I come today for the glory of God to flow in my soul. I come to tap into the power of His Spirit. I don't want the touch of God today. I don't want God just to move me with senses, but I want the hand of the Almighty God in my life. I want something for tomorrow. I want something for the day after tomorrow. I want something in my lowest point of this week. And I want something in the highest point of my week. I want the glory of the Holy God of heaven in my life. Pursuing God. Scripture says in Galatians, walk in the Spirit that you fulfill not the lust of the flesh. Bible says the Spirit of that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. That on natural man, the flesh lusts against the Spirit. You know that your body don't want the Spirit of God. That no carnal man don't want the things of God. There's a wrestling match that happens inside of everybody to where the flesh don't want to die. The natural will don't want to be laid down and submitted. But God resists the proud. But the Bible says he giveth grace unto the humble. I want to talk to us just for a little bit today about pursuing the Almighty God. The scripture says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hear me today. God feeds according to your appetite. I don't know about you, but I want a big appetite for God. Amen. I got things that I need in God today, but I want the things of godliness, the things of righteousness, and the things of God in operation in my life. I don't want to be a sometimer. I don't want to be a part-timer. I don't want to be a half-timer, but I want to be a full-timer for Jesus Christ. How about you? You know, cadaver faith don't save you. Just believe in God. As a lot of people say, I believe God, I'm a Christian. And I watch people wear a cross around their neck thinking that's a sign of Christianity. Uh-uh. A cross around your neck don't make you a Christian. No, because, amen, I mentioned that the other night where I grew up in South Louisiana. There's even the voodoo witches that will take a crucifix, a cross. And in one hand, they have a crucifix. In the other hand, they have a bowl, a vial of blood from a rooster. And they will offer sacrifices and begin to seek for enchantment and power and all that. They seek and pursue, all with a crucifix. I want to tell you, amen, the cross, amen, that physical cross will not save you. But the one who died on that cross, that one that rose from the grave, that one is here today. When you pursue God, amen, how wonderful it is. But it takes you submitting yourself to God, surrendering to God. Going to church don't make you a Christian, like going to where? To McDonald's don't make you a Happy Meal. You better have God operating your life. I tell people in the jail that every week. They get quoted back to me now. Amen. Because I want them to understand, amen, it's important to pursue the Almighty God. Amen. It's not human works, but a faith inside of you begins to turn into action. It turns an action inside of you. Amen. Titus says in 1:16 of Titus, in their works and the way they live, they deny God. But when you start pursuing God, in an amazing, something starts happening in your life. You start desiring the things of God. You start hungry for the things of righteousness. You're tired of being flatlined in life. You're tired of being down at the bottom of the bottom. And you want the glory of the Holy God of heaven existing and living and thriving in your soul. I'm thankful today that God rewards those that seek Him and pursue Him. Let me just share some things with you. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John, whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily the love of God is perfected. Hereby, that's how we know that we are in God. It's whenever we begin to seek him and we start keeping his word and his word starts coming alive inside of us. Amen. James 4:7 says, 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. Have you ever seen somebody that was pursuing, let's just say a young lady that was pursuing a young man, and the young man ignored her? I mean, and have you ever seen a wife pursuing her husband's attention, and she's trying to talk to him, but he was ignoring her? Have you ever had the cold shoulder before? Have you ever had somebody ignore you when you're trying to reach and get their attention? I don't want to ever ignore the Almighty God when God is wanting my attention. I don't want to ever give God the cold shoulder. I don't want to ever give God that side eye, like the young kids say today. I don't want to side eye God. Amen. And begin to think, oh, well, amen, not now, God, but I want to pursue him while I can. I want to begin to press my way to God Almighty while I have an opportunity. To many, the Christians today, they think that, oh, only thing I have to do is play a grace card instead of obeying God. Can I tell you? Amen. We don't play the grace card. We obey God. You cannot substitute obedience in order to find God. There's no substitute for God in your life. God's not like a glove that you put on just when you need him. I want to tell somebody today, I need God every step of my life. Every minute of my life, I need the Almighty God. Amen. There's no substitute for God, for obeying God. You know, there's 7 billion plus people on the earth. 7 billion plus. 7 billion plus. And there's 7 billion plus points of views. That's the reason why I've got to trust in the Word of God, not the views of somebody else. Opinions are kind of like ice cream place up the road, 33 flavors, and there's opinions and views from everybody else, but the opinion that's going to matter is the Word of God. Amen. Aren't you hungry for the things of God? I want this to come alive in my lifestyle, in my life. There's no substitute. The gospel of Jesus Christ, you can take it or leave it. You can mock it, despise it, work furiously against it, but you can never escape it. Amen. Because you're going to have to answer to it one day. Amen. You're going to have to answer. The Bible says every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Amen. You're going to get to the place that you're going to have to do something in regards whether you ignored God or pursued God. Amen. Oh, God's been pursuing people in this place. Are you thankful that God hasn't given up on you when you ignored Him? There's times we ignore God. I'm not getting up to pray. And sleep seemed to be more important. I don't want to read the Word of God right now. There's other things that are more important. But, oh, friend, I'm thankful for the glory and the power of God that God didn't give up on me when I ignored Him. Amen. But I want to say today, God doesn't ignore me. God is mindful of my cry. He's mindful of my needs today. And when I truly obey Him and seek the Lord, I find Him. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the work of God. The gospel is a beautiful thing. Amen. When you pursue God, His perfect will, amen, something begins to happen in your life. Let me say this from my heart. Don't squander your days. Amen. Don't even begin to play around. Let God be number one in your life. Amen. Seek Him while He may be found. Work and seek the things of God. Pursue God. The Bible is a living word. When you open the pages, you're going to find that the Word of God will be perfect. You're going to find your faults and failures when you start seeking the Word of God, the things of God. But you're going to find the true way above these things. Or you think that God has a bridge over your problems when you follow Him. Amen. Christianity is not something that you just add to your style of living. It is what you replace your style of living with. His way, not your way. The Holy Spirit don't contradict the Holy Word. If the Spirit is moving in your life and you feel something that will contradict the Bible, you know it's the wrong spirit. Because the Spirit of God will never contradict His Word. And before you get mad at God for not giving you all what you expected out of life, remember He didn't get all expected out of your life either, what He expected. You can't ignore God. There's no hiding place from God. Hear me today. You could spend your entire life ignoring Him, but at the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to have to answer Him. But the beautiful thing about it, if you're serious about doing the will of God, you had to burn the bridge that takes you back to the world. Cortez, when he came to South America, and his crew there, when they got there, one of the things that Cortez, the great conqueror and explorer, did, he gave a commandment to all his men. He said, we're going to burn our ships. Well, how are we going to get back to where we came from? He said, we're not. Because we're here to do a job and to conquer. I come to tell somebody, you need to burn every bridge behind you. You need to burn every ship behind you. And make up your mind, God, you're going to be the focus of my life. How well are you pursuing God today? Jesus begins to say, if you really want to be my disciple, you got to take up your cross and follow me. But first you got to deny yourself. We can't ignore the things of God. You can't ignore sin. You know, Satan is just as happy to see you commit small sins. He knows that every compromise will make you step away from truth in a downward spiral staircase. Every time that you ignore and you turn your back on God, every little sin you commit is a downward staircase away from the truth. You know, Satan don't have to cripple you, bankrupt you, or otherwise destroy you. Only thing he has to do is occupy and flood your mind with distractions. If he can distract you and get you from pursuing God, he is winning in your life. If he can get your mind on sex, he can get your mind on drugs, he can get your mind on the things of the world. And everybody can say amen there. But if he can get your mind distracted from pursuing God. And sometimes that distraction may not be a major, major sinful thing. You may not be doing immoral things, but if he could get you to do nothing, if the enemy can get you to do nothing about your relationship with God, the enemy has already started in your life. The termites are already at work upon the beams and the support systems of your life. A termite don't sleep, but he's constantly eating and gnawing and destroying. And Satan, he don't have to use a big thing. He don't have to use prostitution. He don't have to use drugs. But he can get you to quit pursuing God. If he can stop your pursuance, if he get a hold of you when you're not hungry anymore, thirst after God, you don't have an appetite for God. It's easy to miss one service, two services, three services. It's easy to miss prayer time. It's easy to miss your time in the Word of God. It's easy to find good excuses not to come to outreach. Too old. Man, there's people that come here that don't go on outreach, that come here and pray for those who go on outreach. And there's some, when I call them, say, hey, where were you at? Well, brother, you know, I was busy. You too busy? Excuses. The enemy loves to use excuses and to get you to do nothing. But, oh, I love it when somebody gets on fire for God. Somebody begins to let that drive on the inside of them. They begin to reach out, begin to throw the lifeline to somebody. When you pursue God, you're going to pursue the things of God. You're going to get so hungry and thirsty after God that everywhere you go, you have your radar on. You're going to try to reach those people around you because you feel responsible for their souls. I'm telling you, amen, God is looking for those today that will pursue him with a whole heart. Boy, I'm stepping on toes, but I'm telling the truth today. God is looking for the church to be the church. God is looking for the church to rise up in this hour and let their light so shine and hunger and pursue him in this day and hour. You know, truth will be forever. Every lie will die. Hear me. Right now it seems like lies own and operate this world. But don't be fooled. God's still in control. Are you tired of all the lies that you're reading about, hearing about? Even I turned on the radio and man, the news is pitiful. The news that I hear on the radio is sad. The news, it seems like, when are people going to wake up? When are they going to realize all these lies? Why it seems to be the lies and evil in control? I want to tell somebody, amen, the devil wants everybody to think that it's in control. But I have a God who still holds the reins of heaven and earth and sea and the heart. Amen. I'm thankful today that I serve a living God who's mighty, who's faithful, and who's alive today. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy likes to play with your brain. You know that grace is not tolerance. Grace is God's response to true repentance, the quitting of sin. Tolerance allows sin to stay. There's no similarity at all. When you repent, many people think when you say, God, forgive me of my sins, they think, oh, you're repenting of your sins. No, you're confessing. But God, forgive me of my sins is like asking for a pass. Repentance renounces sin more than just announces I've sinned. Amen. More than an announcement, God, I sin, it need to be a renouncing. God, I hate it. I keep stumbling over this. I keep thinking the wrong thought. God, I did wrong. Help me to stop it. God, I need help today. Repentance is turning to God, saying, God, I admit I've sinned, but I need your help to renounce it. I want to look at it and begin to say, it's not good for me. When you pursue God, you're going to put sin in its place in the blood of Jesus Christ. Would you lift your hands right now? I feel the Holy Ghost ministering to somebody. God, oh Lord, let my heart be turned on, Lord, for you. Let there be something inside of me that desires your victory, Lord. Something inside of my soul that desires your cleansing and your power and overcoming life. Come on, help me pray. Lord, I love and I worship you, Jesus. Help me today, God, to live for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to pursue you, Jesus. I want to pursue you, Jesus. I want to pursue you, Lord God. Think with me now. want you to think. A worldly Christian is an oxymoron. It's kind of like dry water. It don't make sense, huh? A convert is changed from one thing to another. Old thinking dies with the mind of Christ. Sin wants to take you further than you intend to stray, keep you longer than you intend to stay, and cost you more than you intended to pay. Sin. The most priceless gift you ever receive from the hand of God is time. Every second has eternal consequences, and how you spend your time, how you spend your time will determine your outcome. Many plan to get right with God the 11th hour and they die at 10:30. Isn't that crazy? I know people that all their life they intended one day, you know, I'm going to get it right, Pastor. When I get ready to live for God, I'm coming back to church. I believe it's truth. But you don't believe, if you believe the truth, why don't you believe the hand of God? I've tried to convince people, I've tried to talk to people and reason. But when they ignore the things of God, even you can't get it through their skull because the enemy is a good deceiver. The enemy is a good liar. And if he can lie to self and you begin to deceive self, he conquers you. He conquers that soul. He destroys that soul. But are you thankful for the gospel plan today when you pursue God? The Bible says, draw nigh to God. Why are people afraid of the sacred? They don't want it in their life. They don't want anything sacred. They don't want to keep the things of God sacred. They don't want the Bible in their life. I had a man yesterday when I reached out to him. He looked at me and he said, I don't want any of that Jesus stuff. I'm in the middle of Walmart. And I handed him a flyer. I don't want any of that Jesus stuff. I took the flyer back, and the man behind him said, I'll take it. I'll take all the Jesus stuff I could get. I want to be that type of person. Give me Jesus. Give me what his word says. I'll take it all. Even while the world says no, and the carnal Christian says no, and the carnal person says, I don't want it right now. Come back another time. I'm going to say, God, I'll take it what you have. I'll take everything that you're trying to give to me. I hunger for the things of God. I thirst for the things of righteousness. Hallelujah. Truth is forever and ever. And I want that in my life. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. But it's a wonderful thing. Fall in his hands and you let his hands work on your heart. You submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. You submit yourself to God and you start pursuing God. When you come to worship, man, I don't have to wait for somebody to say, okay, church, lift your hands. I don't have to wait for somebody to say, clap your hands. It shouldn't be somebody had to say, hey, it's prayer time. I can't talk to you right now. You got the gift of gab other than to God when it's prayer time. Don't you know you're distracting somebody else? One day, I looked out across the congregation, and there sits somebody, and they're just talking to somebody, and that person's trying to pray. And that person's next to them just to gabbing. Can't you take the hint? It's prayer time. It's important to talk to God. It's important to fire this place up for prayer. That way, when that person walks in need, there's a flow. But God cannot flow when you resist and ignore God and think, well, you know, I could visit right now. No, you need to visit with the King of Kings. Amen. That doesn't mean that you're not being friendly. I believe in being friendly and sociable. Amen. And being kind. Amen. But friend, my time in prayer is more important. Amen. Because this is eternal things that are happening. Amen. Oh, we'll get to visit a little bit later. But now, amen, hear me. It's the time for the Almighty God. I got to get every measure. I got to get everything that God has for me. I can't afford to leave a service without tapping into the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need the power of the Almighty God. But God today is looking for somebody to pursue, somebody to seek Him, somebody to hunger for Him. Years ago, old preacher man used to come to town. When they announced the revival with brother, this particular brother, everybody in the church would, man, they would start praying. Because they knew when Joe Duke would come to town, that old blind preacher, I mean, everybody got scared because he could say, there's a lady sitting over here that needs to repent tonight. But one man, he said, I smell funeral home flowers. And that old blind man pointed his finger. He says, a man sitting over here tonight, you need to get your life with God. And 3 days later, they were burying that man. So everybody was afraid of him. I don't want to live for God like that. I don't know about you. When I get around my wife, I don't want to be afraid of my wife. I don't want her to be afraid of me. I don't want her to look at me when I walk in the door and go, yeah, yeah. And when I walk in the door, I definitely don't want to be that one that, I don't want to be like Brother Jerry. Yes, Rhonda. No, I'm picking. I don't want to be that one that feels intimidated. But a beautiful relationship when you're the king and she's the queen, there's a mutualness, right, Brother Craig? Amen. There's something about that loving mutualness. When you walk in the presence of the Almighty God, what a joy to be in the throne room of grace. What a joy to be able to worship God, to praise God, to lift my hands and enjoy His Spirit. I don't have to worship God today. I get to worship God. I get to pursue the Almighty God. Oh, it's wonderful to know the power of His Spirit. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Amen. Repentance is still an order by God. You got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You must have the Holy Ghost. But you got to pursue repentance. You got to pursue baptism. You got to pursue the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes in my life, Lord. Above all else, I must be saved. But more than saying, I must be saved in the end. There's a lot of people look at that just saying, I want to finish. Yes, I do want to finish. But I can't wait to the finish line, amen, for something to start happening in my life. I can't wait at the last step where the finish line is right here. And I know that I'm just to die for me to finally say, okay, God, I need you. Hit the panic button, 911, Jesus. But you know what? I want the Lord to look at me and say, enter in, my good and my faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You'll never enter into the joy of the Lord if you never find the joy for the Lord right now. Amen. Stick your hands up to the Almighty God. Amen. In this place, and I want you to pray for you. God, help me to learn to pursue that of your Spirit. Help me, oh God, to seek you and know your power and your grace, oh Lord. Help me not to get to the place that I'm so entangled in the things of life that I get easily distracted. God, I pray for the work of your Spirit, the work of your mercy. I pray, God, for that fresh anointing to flow in my life. God, let me desire you more than anything. God, let that appeal be inside of me, Lord, that I come to worship and touch you and tap into the vein of your Spirit. I want your hand in my life, not just on a Sunday, but I want it, Lord, all the way to the finish line. God, whether I'm young or old, let me be, God, one that seeks you, that seeks your face, that hungers and desires you. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you step out of your chairs, and I want you to come to the front this morning. Amen. All across this building, if you would step, amen, quickly come to the front, and I want you to lift your hands. Amen. I want you to share a little time around the front with me right now. Amen. Would you lift your hands to the Almighty God? And I want you to pray for you, for your hunger, your thirst. I want you to pray for your pursuance in that relationship with God. Amen. How about your life today? Amen. How about your relationship? Is it just a sometime deal? Is God just left in the church? What about you today? You're going to spend somewhere in eternity. You can't get to heaven. Heaven is not just for everybody. Good people go to hell just as quick as good people go to heaven. You got to be ready. And you got to have a relationship with the Almighty God. Even would you bow your head, lift your hands and pray around the front. Lord, hear in my heart. You don't seem such a Christian. You haven't repented of your sin.
Speak to me.
If you need to repent,
I'll listen, lead me on.
Turn the searchlight on in your heart.
I'll follow, touch my heart. And
talk
I
to
will
the master
be
and lead to Jesus.
Change forever. Give me strength to make it. Give me grace.
Lord, let my heart be in order today.
To take it.
Let my life be in order. Wake up something in your soul. Wake up an awareness. Wake up something in me, Jesus, that I can seek you with my whole heart. I need you today, Lord. Come on, talk to the master with me, Lord. I need you.
Speak to me,
Jesus. Help me pray in Jesus' name. Help us today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We worship you, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just feeling the Holy Ghost. If you're here today, I don't care if you've been in church all your life, whether today you've come to a crossroad and you need help. You need the Holy Ghost right now to work in your life. You're at a place spiritually. You're at the crossroads, so to speak. You've been having problems with you, and you need the prayers of God's people right now. I want you to come right up close here. We're going to pray for you. Amen. If you've been juggling some things in your mind and your heart, amen, I want you to come. Don't hold back, okay? I want you to come up close. We're going to pray. We're going to believe the Lord. Amen. You may be in a bad position right now, but you're in a good position because you're at the crossroad. Where God wants to work. God will not ignore you today when you seek Him. Amen. I want some to gather around these today. Hallelujah. That have come to the front. Amen. That are in a battle. Amen. In a relationship with the Almighty God. I want you to pray for revival in their soul. Come on. Some of you sisters, lay your hands. Amen. On Sister Jennifer, Sherry, amen. Wesley over here, that God would help these today. Amen. Come on, if it was you, you would want somebody, amen, to pray with you. We want some people that are vibrant in their love for God and their love for you. Amen. Help me pray. Come on. I want you to believe the Lord. Amen. Brittany needs the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray for Brittany today that God would save her. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Amen. She needs God in her life. Amen. Would you help me pray for Brittany right now? Hallelujah. Amen. Pray with that person near you right now that God would undertake.